The 1948 communist takeover of Czechoslovakia remains a trauma for many Czechs today. Could the country's fall under Soviet domination have been prevented? Why did Czechoslovak politicians of the era so severely underestimate the threat of communism? These are some of the issues discussed in a new biography of the politician Prokop Drtina, one of the key figures of the brief period between the end of the war and the start of the communist regime. In this edition of Czech History, Jan Richter speaks to Ondřej Koutek, the author of Prokop Drtina, The Fate of a Czechoslovak Democrat.
The signature tune of the BBC's wartime Czechoslovak broadcast, which was a voice of freedom for many people in their Nazi-occupied country. One of the most popular commentators who appeared on the airwaves was Prokop Drtina, under the pseudonym of Pavel Svatý, or Paul Saint. Here is rare footage of Prokop Drtina addressing Czechs and Slovaks back home sometime in 1941.
Rovněž četné návštěvy, jež doktor Beneš jako hlava státu učinil německým městům a krajům, jsou ještě v dobré paměti. A tvrdí-li nacistická propaganda, když zavírá a vykrádá...
After the Czechoslovak government in exile returned from London in 1945, Prokop Drtina went on to become a key member of the country's pro-democracy forces, aligned with the communists in a fragile coalition that ultimately ended in the communist coup of February 1948, followed by 40 years of totalitarianism. Prokop Drtina attempted suicide and eventually spent 12 years in communist jails. Historian Ondřej Koutek is the author of Prokop Drtina's first ever biography. He explains what made him study the life and work of the popular politician.
In Czechoslovak history, which is very short, only 80 years, there is not so many people, so many politicians, so many personalities who would be such important in the development, in political development of the Czechoslovak state, and who would be so interesting from their personal aspect, from the personal perspective, because he's not an ordinary politician as we know them today. It was a person who was really devoted to the Czechoslovak state and to the idea of Czechoslovak state.
Prokop Drtina was a leading member of the National Socialist Party, a significant group that shaped pre-war Czechoslovakia's political scene and had close ties to the country's second president, Edvard Beneš. Ever since the atrocities committed by German National Socialists or Nazis during the war, the name of the movement has very sinister connotations. The Czech and the German National Socialist movements had similar roots and shared an accent on nationalism, but the Czech movement was naturally very different from the Nazi Party, Ondřej Koutek explains.
They were devoted to Czechoslovakism. They believed that Czech and Slovaks are only one nation, and it was very important for the Czechoslovak state in that period, because Czechs were only, let's say, 8 million, Slovaks only 3 million, and then there were German minority, Hungarian minority, Polish minority, Ukrainians, Jews, and the others. So it was very difficult to manage this state because of such a huge number of national minorities. Maybe this is the reason why this nationalism was so important.
By the outbreak of the Second World War, Prokop Drtina, a native of Prague, was a close collaborator of President Edvard Beneš and a friend of his. Mr. Koutek says this was indeed a rare occurrence.
Prokop Drtina became his personal secretary, and this was really important moment because it was the start of a really interesting relationship between Prokop Drtina and Edvard Beneš, because President Beneš had not enough personal friends or real colleagues. He was always, let's say, a teacher for everyone who stood beside, because he wanted to say his, he wanted to teach everyone who came to him, and it's not very popular for other people. So I think Prokop Drtina was one of very few people who can be described as Beneš's colleague or let's say, friends, but not a typical friend in a regular way.
On his way from a presidential aide to one of the most significant members of the Czechoslovak post-war government, Prokop Drtina spent most of the wartime years in London, where he continued to work as Beneš's close collaborator. This had a crucial significance for his post-war political career.
This was also a very important moment because he joined Beneš in London exile, and he became his political aide in London. And then he started his career as a BBC speaker. He was very famous in Czech territory, in the protectorate, as a speaker. He had his own secret name, Pavel Svatý, which was originally used because of his family in the country, not to endanger them. But then it was well known that Pavel Svatý is Prokop Drtina.
Prokop Drtina's regular commentaries broadcast by the BBC to the occupied territory became very popular back home. Drtina, in fact, escaped to London after living in the protectorate for a year, and his experiences struck the right chord with his listeners.
For 1 year, he lived in the protectorate, so he knew what the people in the protectorate, what their life was. He was able to feel what they feel. This is, I think, the main reason. He knew very much about culture, about our history. He admired Czech music, and all these aspects were used in his speeches. It was really the thing which Czech people in the protectorate wanted to hear.
While in London, President Beneš and the Czechoslovak government in exile made some crucial decisions that affected the future of the country for decades, and are in fact felt even now. One of them was the decision to expel Czechoslovakia's German-speaking minority in retaliation for them having embraced Nazism. Ondřej Koutek says that for the most part, Drtina shared the views of President Beneš.
I think in this period he had very similar opinions as President Beneš. There wasn't a really big difference between them. I think there was one controversy, but not in relation with the question of Soviet influence. Mm. This question was Czech and Slovak relationship. Mm. Prokop Drtina went in 1944 to Slovakia. He was there during the Slovak national uprising, and he saw on his own eyes what was happening. Slovakia was in this time really independent, and Slovaks want to be Slovaks, not Czechoslovaks. They wanted to be Slovaks in Czechoslovakia, but not as Czechoslovaks.
Another issue had to do with the country's future relations to the Soviet Union. Some historians argue that the 1943 agreement between Czechoslovakia and the Soviet Union paved the way for the communist domination.
He believed that Soviet influence will be only temporary, and this is what he thought also about the influence of Communist Party. He believed that this is only a revolutionary period after the war, which will be only temporary, and after the end of this temporary period, normal life of democratic Czechoslovakia will return. But it was not only his fear, but also this was really something what was wrong from the perspective of all non-communist politicians. Mm. All these people thought that they can manage it, that it will be possible to win the elections, and that the Communist Party will be small party which will not be dangerous for Czechoslovak democracy.
Some politicians, particularly those affiliated with non-socialist parties, realized the danger the Soviet Union and its fifth column within Czechoslovakia, the Communist Party, presented for the future of their country. Prokop Drtina had been to Moscow on several occasions and had first-hand experience with the Soviet regime. But Ondřej Koutek says that Drtina, just like President Beneš himself, was too naive when dealing with the Soviet dictator.
He was there in 1944, then in 1945, and for the last time he was there in 1947, when he was a member of a Czechoslovak delegation which came to Stalin to hear that we shouldn't join Marshall Plan. So he was there, and I think he saw the situation in Soviet Union in a right perspective, but he didn't assess rightly Stalin.
Drtina, along with his colleagues, was apparently deeply impressed by the dictator, even though Stalin's opposition to Czechoslovakia's joining the US Marshall Plan was a clear signal that the country's independence was at risk.
He was very surprised by Stalin. Stalin was very amusing. He was very friendly to Czech politicians, and he was able to charm who wanted to charm and who wanted to get to his side.
After the exile government left London and returned to Prague, characteristically via Moscow, Prokop Drtina became the justice minister and oversaw the trials with Nazis and Nazi collaborators. He was ultimately responsible for many judicial errors and even judicial murders, but he was still criticized by left-wing extremists for being too soft. This was an argument the communists used very skillfully to their advantage. Along with other non-communist politicians, Prokop Drtina made the mistake of not recognizing a real threat, preparing for the previous war, as the saying goes.
They believe that the real enemy is Germany, still Germany. Not the Soviet Union, but Germany. It was a very serious mistake of this political wing. And I think that communists were very handsome in using this argument.
With a clear mission and backing by the Soviet Union, the communists worked little by little to dismantle democracy in Czechoslovakia that had already been mutilated by the expulsions of Sudeten Germans and the limitations imposed on its political life.
I think communists were very good in getting power, not in administrating it after that, but they were able to get the power very efficiently. And I think that Prokop Drtina and his political collaborators underestimated them. Very, very, very underestimated them. And Prokop Drtina and his political collaborators were responsible for that end of pre-communist period, because they helped communists to win their coup d'etat.
During the coup in February 1948, Prokop Drtina was high on the communist hit list. He made preparations for exiting the country, like many of his colleagues and friends, but his plans failed, and Prokop Drtina saw only one way out. 3 days after the new communist-controlled government took office, Drtina jumped out of the window of his Prague villa in an attempt to kill himself.
He wanted to demonstrate that he can't live in this new period of Czechoslovakia. He thought that he can say to the people of Czechoslovakia by his death that something is wrong. But also he wanted to commit suicide because he feared because communist secret police had a supervision on him, and he thought that he could be arrested, and he thought that this death could be a solution for him.
Drtina was taken to hospital and later to jail. He was sentenced to 25 years and spent 12 of them in prison. After his release in 1960, Drtina wrote his extensive memoirs, and 3 years before his death in 1980, he supported the Human Rights Manifesto Charter 77.